The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Tuesday morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, where we are 1 minute after the hour of whatever where you are. You can do the map. Are you wide awake yet? Working on cup of coffee number two this morning. And let's see, we got some great announcements here. We're going to have Jonathan Emord. He is running for Senate in Virginia. He is running against Tim Kaine, and I sure hope he wins. We need some constitution in our Senate, because obviously we have a whole bunch of other things we're going to be talking about here on the show this morning. It seems like most of them are reprobates. We'll get into that here in a minute. At the Power Mall, by the way, which opens up in less than 1 hour, for those of you who want to call at 877-817-9829, got to get that number in there. I've got 20% off all my books this week, and these are the four books, the four good books that people are buying up. And see, the worse the economy gets, the more you're going to need to know this information about debt collection. Because if you get behind in your bills, that's when things get dicey. They start. That's just the beginning. And generally, those homeowners who are affected by that, the first thing they decide to ditch is their hazard insurance. Next thing, they're not paying their property taxes. And when you don't pay your hazard insurance, well, that's one thing. But eventually, the insurance company is going to send a notice to the lender, which is named as an additional insured. And lender's going to go, oh, gee, the deed of trust or mortgage you signed said you had to maintain your hazard insurance. But you didn't do that. You're in default. We're going to have to put force place insurance on you. And of course, they whack you with insurance that costs three times as much as what you were paying. It's happened. This is how the foreclosure mess started. People had to keep the lights on and food on the table and forget about paying for the homeowner's insurance. Can't afford it. So what do? They tack it onto your mortgage payment. And now all of a sudden your mortgage payment just went up by $1,000 a month, and now you're stuck. And they know you're stuck. And then all of a sudden you start drifting further and further away from your monthly payments. And the next thing you know, you're getting dunning letters, phone calls, and foreclosure notices tacked to your door. This is how it started back in 2009, folks, after the markets collapsed. That's one of the reasons why I wrote the book Clouded Titles. For those of you that have credit issues or want to just completely annihilate your credit line, your credit trade lines, and you don't want people knowing anything about your credit, you don't want to pull credit, you want to completely get out of the system and become invisible. Yeah, good luck with that. You can use the credit restoration primer. I've seen people do it. They've used those tools that I put in that book to wipe out their entire credit line. Of course, your credit score is going to get hurt, but you know, if you're not using credit, who cares? At least, you know, when the government pulls your credit report, they can't see how leveraged you are. Isn't that amazing how that works? So the Credit Restoration Primer is also one of those four books besides Clouded Titles, which is the second book I wrote. The third one was the Quiet Title War Manual, and that is for those of you who have title issues that want to know, or Consumer Protection Act statute issues that you want to litigate, or you want to find out how it's done and want a history of it. And you want to hear about securitization and everything. Al Weston and I, he's a California attorney, put that together. And he has been very successful. As a matter of fact, recently he just got rid of a guy's deeds of trust, two of them, off of his land record. The guy has got a free and clear house. The bank was there. Boy, they were upset. And the judge went, nope, sorry, the evidence isn't there. Mr. West, I'm going to allow you to expunge those two documents. I'm going to grant your request. And off they came. So the guy no longer has any kind of security instrument affecting his property, encumbering it. It's amazing how that works. Now, he's the one who helped me co-author that book. So that should give you a little heads up. The other one is the FDCPA book, and this is for, you get dunning letters from debt collectors, law firms, and whatnot from out of state. Well, when you live in one state and the debt collector is in another, all of a sudden, FDCPA becomes a federal question, and instantly you're in federal court and you need to know what you're doing, which is why I wrote the book. And you have to prove you've been harmed. Otherwise, that's not going to work. They're going to dismiss your suit if you can't prove you were harmed. We've got 10% off North American Urban Spice products. That's why Justin Porter is going to be on with us. We have 10% off Silver Botanical products. So those of you that need to order roll-on and spray deodorants and whatnot, or the refill bottle, they're 10% off at the Power Mall, and 10% off Topper Sin 16-ounce, the one-pound pump bottle. That's your natural odorless pain relief cream. Of course, we have the free newsletters. If you go to thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com, click the newsletter tab, and they come right to your inbox when you register. And of course, what I didn't know or forgot was this is National Preparedness Month. Did you know? I thought it was 365 days a year we were supposed to prepare. I didn't think that, you know, remember the parable of the five wise and foolish virgins trimming their oil lamps? What are you doing with the oil? We didn't prepare. Should have prepared. Should have kept your head in the game and seen what you needed and gotten it. Found a way to acquire it. I mean, these five foolish virgins didn't sit there and use the excuse, well, I'm at a fixed income. Yeah, no, that didn't happen way back when. See, that was why it was a parable. You see, the story about the hair is unique. I got to do my Walter Winchell this morning. I don't know. I'm not fit to be tied. I'm just, you know, having fun with this thing. We have a community tab on thepowerhour.com where you can share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and more, make suggestions. And, of course, your contributions are always appreciated by snail mail at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can click the Support Us tab at thepowerhour.com and donate that way, or you can call Jay at the Power Mall when we open up and donate through her at 877-817-9829. So, having said that, we move on to today's top five news stories. Bada bing, bada boom. For those of you who haven't been paying attention, October 4th is fast approaching. And FEMA, finally, at FEMA.gov, has, and we put a link on our email blast for those of you who want to get it. FEMA's finally put out a press release. And this press release is, let's see, by the time I saved it as a PDF, it was 4 pages long. And of course, what they're saying is that the EAS, which is Emergency Activation System portion of the test, is scheduled to last approximately 1 minute and will be conducted with the participation of radio, TV, cable, satellite, and television providers and wireline video providers. And, of course, the test message will be similar to the regular monthly EAS test messages. This is a nationwide test of the emergency alert system issued by FEMA, the other white government. And that's going to happen from 2:20 to 2:50 for 30 minutes Eastern time. So I know there's a lot of people out there that have heard rumors that they're going to put some sort of an 18 gigahertz signal through it that's going to make your brain go crazy and your head explode. And it'll look just like Kingsman Secret Service when Samuel L. Jackson played the bad guy and gave everybody cell phones and they all started turning into zombies and beating each other up and trying to kill each other. And he sat back laughing, watching it all, and they sent Eggsy in there from Kingsman Secret Service to stop and foil the bad guy. Hell, now, curses. Snidely Whiplash. Oh, okay. So those of you out there that, you know, think that this is nefarious, I'm sure you have a Faraday bag that you can put your cell phone in after you turn it off, and you'll turn off all your, you'll disconnect your Wi-Fi. I'm sure that during that half hour or 2 hour or 3 hour period, what they're all saying, I mean, even Greg Reese reporting for InfoWars, took a clip of this, the guy that we played the other day, who's got a podcast. I tell you, these podcasters like to create news. If you want to scare people, well, just why don't you just go online and tell them that they're going to nuke America tomorrow? Why don't you just tell them that? Oh, yeah, we have a good authority that Russia's going to launch a nuke off a submarine. It's why don't you just make something up? I mean, isn't that what this is all about? Making stuff up? I mean, let's scare half of America so we all, I mean, can you see the guys out there with a shovel in the backyard and the neighbors going, what are you doing, Charlie? I'm taking a bunker. They're going to nuke us tomorrow. I need some place to go. I'm like, come on, please, really? You really? I mean, here's the thing. This is FEMA. This is the government. Now, I know you're all thinking, after all the lies and hidden data on COVID-19 and the truth coming out about Biden, knowing that this was going to harm people taking the jab, knowing it, he knew it, and he still said, you need to get it. You need to get it. He was leading so many people to their deaths, and so now we have this paranoia enveloping the country. Oh, and if it doesn't happen on the 4th, it'll happen on the 11th. Well, the nationwide emergency alert test is October 4th. All right. So if they do it on the 4th, they're not going to do it on the 11th. And if they do it on the 4th and everything is fine, you're going to know that these blowhard podcasters out there that are trying to scare half of America into compliance of some sort made it up. Because, you know, when the guy gets on there and starts saying, well, I was asked to tell you this, I again have to say, who asked you? Who put that in your head? The CIA? Did you get a phone call from the spooks? What'd they tell you? They told you, you need to go out and scare everybody. So they turn off their cell phones. Yeah. They can still hear you. Yeah. All right. So fine. So we're all paranoid, right? No. I'm on the show. We're broadcasting on radio stations across the country. And thank you all, by the way, on Rents Radio Network and all these stations that are part of the EANEABS system. Why would we think that our government want to do something so nefarious out of the gate by sending 18 gigahertz signals to screw with people's brains and turn us into zombies? Isn't that just a tad far-fetched? You know what? I'm going to let you be the judge. You know what's between your ears? You can decide whether or not, you know, something is wrong, terribly wrong, and the government is going to do this so that half of America gets wiped out and they can't vote, and they'll let all the 7.5 million illegals come in and give them all voting privileges, and they'll all vote Biden back into office. I mean, isn't that what we all suspect is going on? Then they want to take Trump off his political footing, and so they've got four different cases going against him. Trump's attorneys finally speaking out, taking the offensive in the New York case brought by Attorney General Letitia James, saying she's got no authority whatsoever, no valid authority to sue the former president for anything. Besides that, statute of limitations is expired. Huh. Gee, I wonder why the judge hasn't thrown the case out if that's the case. Got to wonder about this court system out there, folks. Got to be on your toes. One of the reasons why I'm doing this CODA, Advanced CODA workshop in November in Dallas. Understand that this is probably going to be the last workshop I do publicly. And I've made that clear to everybody that has been on our mailing list that has attended past workshops. They'll get that because they want to do the legal research. They want to know what these litigation strategies are I'm going to talk about in the class, and there will be attorneys attending this class because they want to know. Another little scary thought. Oh, yeah, the word's out there. Meat from animals vaccinated with mRNA vaccines may soon make its way into the U.S. food supply. Yep. This is a growing list of food sources, including shrimp, pigs, and beef, are being targeted by mRNA gene therapy technology. The risks are entirely unknown. They're not labeling the package, which means you go into your neighborhood grocery store, you don't know what you're getting, which is one of the reasons why, you know, these companies out there that are packaging this freeze-dried beef, it's very expensive stuff. Animal protein, if that's important to you, you need to access an area of the country and talk to local butchers and find out who's growing cattle that are not being targeted by this gene therapy. This is modified RNA gene therapy, not messenger. If you heard anything at all of any credence, some of these cows that were injected with the stuff dropped dead shortly after being injected. Nobody's talking about that, are they? Yep. Okay, so here you go, sir. Your steak is almost medium modified RNA. Doesn't it look tasty? Eat that and you'll be vaccinated. Wow. Yeah, they'll pass it along. Coming soon to a jab near you. Oh, gosh. Like I said, this is what your local butcher shops are for. You better go have a serious talk with them. Find out where they're getting their cows from. Yep. And you, if you're going to stock up, you know, you better ask them, how long can I freeze my beef? If I get a chest freezer and I buy a half a side of beef, how long will that last? A family of, put a number to it. Well, I live on my own. Can I exist for a whole year on a quarter side of beef? Average price somewhere around $750, sometimes less, sometimes more, depending on where you buy it from, how it's packaged. That all affects the price. You probably should look into it. And don't wait until the stuff gets to the grocery shelf and all of a sudden you start seeing real, real pink or what looks artificial.
Well, it just doesn't look healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, you know, how do you know? If it's not labeled,
this is a bioengineered product. This may contain a bioengineered product.
You really think they're going to put that on the label? Nah, not going to happen. Now, they are counting on the fact that you got to have that steak, and you're going to buy it hell or high water, and you're going to eat that steak, and you're going to cook it on the grill, and you're going to have that Bud Light. No, you're not. Yeah, I don't think so. I think people need to wake up and be a little bit more aware. And what's to stop these modified RNA vaccines once the people that have already had multiple jabs and are going out and going to get more boosters after more boosters after more boosters? Pfizer's got a new one coming out, by the way. And guess what? They only tested it on 10 mice, but they want you to take it. Really? What, do they think we fell off the turnip truck? Wow. These people are reprobates. Oh, speaking of reprobates, yeah, we have one on wheels here. His name is Senator Bob Menendez. Claims he withdrew thousands of dollars in cash over the last 30 years after $480,000 in cash was found at the home of a bribery investigation. Well, I did that over the last three decades. More than $100,000 in gold bars during his search of his home last summer.
I know what you did last summer.
Menendez's claim came during a press conference in New Jersey where he said, hey, guess what? I filed for re-election. I'm running again. Can you believe that? Pelosi, AOC, everybody's over there yelling at him going, Menendez, you need to just resign. Just get out of here. You're giving Congress, you're giving the Senate a black eye. You think he cares? Absolute power corrupts absolutely, saith British Lord Acton. He doesn't care. Unbelievable. I mean, the whole family is in on it. You know, they're all there. They're all running. They're all have some representative Bob Menendez. Bob Menendez Jr. is in New Jersey's 8th congressional district. So, I mean, the whole family's in politics. Yet the senior and his wife have been indicted by a grand jury because of bribery claims. I'm going to be exonerated. Guess what he's done? He's retained Hunter Biden's attorney to defend him. Isn't that wonderful? You talk about reprobates. I'm going to get Jonathan Emord's take on this when he comes on at the bottom of the hour. And of course, we have an analysis out that you can read about in the email blast. U.S. foreign-born population approaches 50 million under Joe Biden. He's expanding immigration levels by executive power. And according to an analysis from the Center for Immigration Studies of the U.S. Bureau's Census Bureau's current population survey, reveals as of last month, the nation's foreign-born population stands at about 49.5 million, just 500,000 immigrants short of hitting that big 50 million mark. Yeah, hitting the big 50 million. And so let's see, 50 million, we have 333. That's about, what, a sixth of our population? Oh, my. Boy, you talk about multiculturalism and what it does. Just look at what it did to London, okay? Look what multiculturalism did to London. You want to talk about a mess? You ain't seen nothing yet. That's a look at our, well, our top five news stories moving on to world news at 20 minutes after the hour. Health authorities in Jamaica over the weekend have issued warnings about dengue fever type 2. Yeah, there's an outbreak, more than 500 suspected or confirmed cases so far in Jamaica. So Jamaica decision to go to Jamaica? Let's hope not. Health authorities say this outbreak is infecting hundreds of people and you could be next. What a way to tank their economy, huh? Wuhan, meanwhile, says we're going to have another COVID outbreak. Gung, 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 gung. Yeah, we know where this is going, right? Just in time for the 2024 elections or sooner. Wow. Yeah, this is a study published by scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in July. And, of course, it's reportedly circulating widely on Chinese social media this week. We have 20 species of coronavirus highly likely to cause an outbreak among humans. And where do they come from, pray tell, all you scientists out there? Well, of course, they're a bioweapon. Let's see how many people in China it kills before it migrates its way over here. And, of course, then they're going to ramp up the old, we got to wear a mask, got to social distance, you got to, you know, they're going to come back out. You watch, and we're all going to sit there and give them the finger, right? Oh, my. While we're all sweating bullets over our state of the economy, there's a report out that U.S. taxpayers, are you ready for this? Subsidizing small businesses in Ukraine, including designer knitwear. Seriously. And 60 Minutes even jumped on this. Nope. $43 billion in military aid, $25 billion of non-military aid into Ukraine's economy. And who's paying for it? We the people. Or we the sheeple. Yeah. What do you think of that bill you just got in the mail from the U.S. government after sending all that money to Ukraine? Not bad. Yeah. Okay. Banks, including some of Europe's largest lenders, have helped fossil fuel firms raise more than 1 trillion euros out of the global bond markets. Oh, here we have the World Economic Forum trying to get everybody to put up a windmill or a solar panel. And yeah. And of course, the fossil fuel firms are going, we got to find a way to raise money. How about the global bond markets? That sounds good. So here we have Deutsche Bank. I call them Douche Bank. I'm just hoping that, you know, because you look at the securitization mess that was going on. That's why I call them Douche Bank, because they're the trustee of all these trusts that have no idea who's being foreclosed on. HSBC, that would be the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Company, and Barclays. Yeah, they're all foreign investment outlets, right? They're lenders. Yeah, well, whatever. They, of course, are profiting from all of this, supporting the sale of fossil fuel bonds. They're making money. In Venezuela, a Maduro raid on a VIP prison allowed top gang leaders to escape. Latin American countries, including Colombia, Peru, Chile, are on high alert after Hector the Child Guerrero, the leader of Venezuela's largest known criminal organization, the Aragua Train, has escaped. Remains missing. Interesting. Saudi Arabia's gross domestic product has topped $1 trillion. And why is that? Well, because of surging oil prices, of course. Did you expect any less? Russia, by the way, is recognizing what's really going on here. Their foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, told the UN General Assembly over the weekend that a new world order is being born right before our eyes. And of course, he didn't define it by Russia's brutal war of conquest against Ukraine. Instead, he said it was shaped by a struggle between the world majority, which advocates a more equitable distribution of global goods and civilizational diversity, and the few who use neocolonial methods of subjugation to maintain their elusive dominance. Oh, man. Heavy words there, Sergei. You know, see, this is Russia claiming to speak for the world majority who no longer want to live under somebody else's dictation. I think we've had enough of that. For those of you that weren't paying attention, we've got a video out from BitChute that looks like parts of Argentina have been hit with directed energy weapons, but nobody's talking. But yet you look at this field of cars that are all burned out and melted, just like you saw on Maui. And you see flashes of light in the video. Huh? Well, we put that video there. You be the judge. Ethiopian authorities have temporarily prohibited airline passengers from taking domestically produced coffee out of the country. This according to the Russian embassy in Addis Ababa. Embassy advised air travelers to consider this information when planning trips to avoid unpleasant situations at Ethiopian airports. Glasgow, by the way, is expected to approve Scotland's first official drug consumption room. They got the worst drug death rate in Europe with 1,051 people dying due to drug misuse last year alone. So now they've created a pilot drug consumption room where you can go and get high and we can monitor what you're doing. Wow. In today's snooze, that would be U.S. news, Biden's going to go walk the picket line with the Michigan UAW strikers. Gee, I wonder how long it's going to be. Anybody want to take any bets as when he's going to stumble and fall? I could just see this. You watch. The media is going to be out there covering this. And as soon as he wipes out, he's going to trip over a sign or trip over his shoelaces or trip over something. And whoop, there he goes. Yeah, I wonder how long that's going to be. What an embarrassment. Trump, of course, is demanding the government shut down as McCarthy's trying to avoid one. He's like, look, we don't need this. This is a bunch of brouhaha going on here, this budget shutdown. Whoever's president's going to be blamed. Crooked as hell, Joe Biden, he wrote on Truth Social. Trump did. Yeah. And, of course, the debate continues over which of the seven is going to win favor from the Republican National Committee. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. The former governor has been booted off the list. He has not made the cut. Oh, my. Everybody else did. He didn't. Trump's not going to show up. What would you expect? He's going to sit back and watch the ship show. None of these people cut the mustard. And, of course, Biden administration has now shelled out $200,000 for LGBT mentoring programs to connect teens with adults. Oh, you watch. Social media now is going to lure potential targets by these LGBTQ pedophile predators. You watch, it's going to take off crazy. We'll be back. We're going to try to reach out to Jonathan Eam Ord, have a conversation after these words. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's 33 minutes after 8. For those of you who are like, I haven't had my coffee yet, Dave, come on. You know what? I love it every time our constitutional attorney friend Jonathan Emord comes on this show. He is running for Senate against Tim Kaine in Virginia. I hope he clobbers him. What are the polls looking like? Are you ahead of him?
Well,
I'm going to call him Senator Emord from now on. I just, you know, a few positive affirmation here for everybody.
Thank you. Well, we don't have any polls yet, so we really don't know where everyone stands. But the feeling I get from all over the state is that we have extraordinarily strong support. That's reflected in donations to the campaign. And so we lead the pack in receipt of donations from the public. So it's a good sign that things are moving in the right direction. In any event, people are sick of it. You know, they're just absolutely sick of it. They're sick of the high prices of the grocery store. They're sick of the high gas prices. They're sick of the unresponsiveness of the government to their pleas that they stem this tide of illegal immigration. And they're certainly sick of the amount of profligate waste of American tax dollars being dumped into the Ukraine by this administration, willy-nilly, with no accountability, and massive fraud taking place as a result.
Now, before we went on, you were telling me about your trip to the southern border, and I think our audience needs to hear what you found.
Yeah, so if they go to my Facebook page, they can see the actual videos that are from the various encounters that I had there. What we discovered, so first of all, this was a CBP event in the sense that I asked to be given access to a number of areas on the border with Mexico, and they allowed me access to those areas, and they accompanied me. Some of those areas are rather dangerous to be in, actually, because one of them, for example, the day before or a couple of days before, they shot cartel operatives, ran into the American territory, that what's called the no man's land between the border for Mexico and the border for the United States. And they shot a one person, killed them, and shot another and wounded them because they failed to pay the full freight to the cartel for coming into the United States. And they bolted through the area where Biden had cut off the border wall construction. So there was an open gap. It's called the District 18 gap. And they ran through that gap, and the cartels shot them on their way through because they hadn't paid. Then the Mexican authorities got involved, and they found eight other individuals that had been shot and killed on the Mexican side, apparently also for not paying the full freight. And then they found an area where there was this large vat filled with acid. And what they were doing, apparently, is just regularly putting in individuals who don't fully comply with their demands, killing them and pitching them into this vat where they boil it's acid. They boil their skin off and just have bones left and then pitch the bones out. So this is the kind of people we're dealing with on the cartel side. They're determining American immigration policy. And the defenses for the country are virtually nil. I can tell you that. The aerostat blimps that they used to use in place of people to try to track, almost all of them are gone now. The Biden administration has eliminated them. The Border Patrol guys have no protection. And only in the area I was at, there's some 50 miles, and they had one Border Patrol truck to protect that whole area. All the rest of the Border Patrol people, they put into paper processing and getting illegal immigrants into the United States. And on that side, it's super horrific. They're actually paying families $3,000. They come into this thing for 72 hours, the Human Processing Center. That's all they keep them. 72 hours. Within that 72 hours, they give them $3,000. They sign them up for welfare and food stamps. They get them free medical care. They get free legal advice. They also get information on how to get subsidized or free housing. And then they also are enabled to identify and contact their relatives free of charge with the phones being provided there for calling anywhere in the world. And then in addition to that, they bus them off to planes, airplanes, buses, and trains. And at those locations, there are NGOs that are paid by the United States government by grants, and they are paying for their tickets to go anywhere they want in the United States. So they get to decide. I talked to this one guy at the border, and he was from Ecuador. I talked to him through the fence. And he was living in this hovel on the other side in no man's land area between the Mexican border and the American border. And he said, I said, why didn't you seek asylum in Ecuador through the American embassy? He said, oh, that's complicated. It requires you to fill out paperwork and to explain yourself. It's much easier just to come to the border. I said, OK, well, what do you think is going to happen when you come through here? He said, well, they'll take me to the processing center, and I'll be able to go anywhere I want. And I said, well, where do you want to go? Oh, Manhattan. This is what they all know what's going on. They talk, and they explain this. And so they know. They know they can get in here and they can go anywhere they want. And they also understand that they're likely never have to account for anything about their background. So our country is consciously being destroyed by this administration.
This is scary stuff.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
I don't think people understand the full constitutional ramifications of this, which is one of the reasons why we have Jonathan Eborn on the show, folks. I'm going to open up the phone lines if you have questions. I mean, here's a senatorial candidate right now running against Tim Kaine in Virginia, which is right outside the Beltway. And you got to understand these D.C. bureaucrats. I mean, when you got people like Bob Menendez doing what they're doing, and then the guy announces he's going to run again. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. You already gave the Senate a black eye, you moron.
They're shameless. I mean, you look at Menendez. I mean, what a character that guy is. This is his third time up to bat. He got away with the first two, right? So now he's even done more. So he and his wife, magnificent duo, they pocketed so much money, exercise machines they received as bribes, luxury car, a Mercedes, mortgage payments, bars of gold bullion, over $500,000 in cash. All of this in exchange for assisting agents of Egypt in getting legislation passed for arms sales to Egypt and also for additional aid to Egypt. So they sold out, right? They're selling out. And what does this tell us? This is a correct prosecution. Who's doing the exact same thing? The Biden family. Joe Biden.
I was wondering when you're going to get to that.
Hello? What's Access. Going on? They get off scot-free. So you know what? The two-tiered system of justice not only works against Republicans, but apparently works against Democrats. And by the way, Menendez this is payback time for Menendez. Menendez dared to oppose Obama. He dared to oppose Obama and that on a couple of issues. And that put him in the doghouse. And so this is payback time.
Oh, my. Politics works in really strange ways in D.C., doesn't it, Jonathan?
Yeah, we got to clean up this. I mean, if we don't do this, our country is gone. The Constitution of the United States is hanging by a thread. And I'm telling you, 2 to 3 years from now, the whole game is up if we don't fundamentally change the direction of our country. And all of us, you, for example, fully are aware of this. Those of us in the know on these things appreciate just how terrifying it is. We are heading to a socialist abyss with a speed that is just incredible. And so it takes great force to block that and reverse the trajectory. And that's what we've got to do. We have got to do it. If you love this country, you have to do it.
Jeff in North Carolina, you're on with Senator Jonathan Eborn. I like to call him that because, like I said, positive affirmation. I want to see the guy elected. Jeff, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Excellent show, Dave, as usual. Good morning, Senator. Just have a couple of quick questions. Since you've been down to the border, I've only seen stuff on my TV, and, you know, obviously I haven't been there in person. But what my questions are is, number one, on an average, can you say how many people are coming across? And also, is this being done on a daily, everyday basis? I'll just listen. That's really all I wanted to know, is that you can give me the answer to those. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the question. Indeed, the numbers coming across. So I was with a chief of the Customs and Border Patrol, and he told me that the numbers of people that are coming across that are reported are substantially lower than the actual numbers. And he said the reason is they're interdicting or having interactions with a small fraction. They have virtually, you know, they're way undermanned at the border because everybody's in human processing. They're moving people. But I saw huge tents, massive tents, multiples of them. And inside these tents, there are all these pods, and inside these pods are all these people that are wrapped up in space blankets and silver space blankets. And there are, you know, in each pod, there might be 50 people, and they're pod after pod after pod after pod. And this is just the day-to-day flow, right? Every 72 hours, they go out, new people are coming in all the time, and they're going out. Now, They told me that the numbers are astronomical. They said that if you say 17 million illegal aliens are in the United States, that is grossly underestimating it. They're thinking, they don't know. No one knows the full number. But the number is likely substantially higher, double or triple 17 million. So that you're talking about upwards of 10% of the American population or more are comprised of illegal aliens, probably now, but certainly by the end of the Biden administration. And these people, no one's vetted. So you've got drug traffickers, sex traffickers, MS-13, 18th Street Gang, Bloods and Crips. All these kinds of people are coming into this country, not vetted. I asked him, I said, how do you know which one of these people are, you know, terrorists or drug dealers or, you know, MS-13 sex traffickers or whatever? He said, we have no idea. The only way we could possibly know is if the government of the other country gave us the information or we got the information from Interpol. And he said, we have virtually no information. So as a consequence, they're all coming in on the presumption that the government's given them the presumption that, you know, they're not engaged in any serious criminal conduct beyond trespassing into the United States. That alone is enough for me. But the point is to kick them out. But the point is, this is insane. And as a result, this is feeding into the syndicates. And remember who's choosing who to come in, right? It's the cartels, the criminal cartels. They're really terrorist operations. So the truth is the government is grossly underestimating how many people come in. So you hear that last month and the month before, you hear there might be a slight drop. They tell me absolutely not. They say that it is overwhelming, the numbers that are coming in. Hundreds of thousands are coming in monthly. And that's only their best estimate. Remember, they can't police the whole border. People are coming across all over the place. They say that the sensitive equipment, that electronic equipment that has been placed along the border, gives them gives the feds in Washington information that they can calculate more accurately the numbers. But they're not privy to that information purposefully. At the border itself. And it is so bad. Look, they have their trucks that they, you know, to the extent that they're doing any border protection at all, they have these trucks. The trucks don't have any armor. And on the other side, you get the cartels and they have automatic weapons. He said, when they choose to shoot, they shoot right through these trucks because it's just like, you know, going right through. And he said, so we built earthen barriers. He showed me them, earthen barriers where they drive the trucks behind them because they can't get the bullets through there. And they have to wait till the shooting stops and they call in for additional support. He said they have to wait there and they can't do anything. He said if they were to come across the border, the next thing is for them to actually armed units to come across the border. So we'd be decimated. And furthermore, one of the agents that I was talking to said, well, you know, we have these sidearms and one of our Customs and Border Patrol agents was fired at and fired back and killed the guy. And Mayorkas then had him forcibly removed from the service. So he said, now we're told to use rubber bullets. He said, rubber bullets versus automatic rifles, rubber bullets. And there are all these drains, you know, where the water comes in from Mexico, the natural water flow comes from Mexico into the United States and vice versa. And there are these drains and they're huge and they have grates on them. And the cartels come in, there's virtually no one there. They cut the drains with diamond cutters and they smuggle all the fentanyl and all these cocaine and everything else. And you see all over the place gang graffiti showing the different gangs. And these are violent gangs. And they're all coming through into the United States virtually unchecked. They dig these tunnels even 80 feet down into the ground and go right under the border and pop up as much as a half mile or mile into the United States. And they come up in warehouses. There are all these warehouses along the border where these trucks from Mexico that are carrying fruit and vegetables and all that come in, drop it off, and go back. Well, all these different warehouses are under surveillance by the cartels. They send out drones. That's the other thing. They drop drugs into the United States using drones. And the CPB has no support from the administration to interdict the drones. Drugs are coming in all the time. They drop drugs with these drones and with ultralight aircraft. They're doing it all the time. They're coming into the mountainous areas. They drop this stuff off, and they have mules coming across with all the drugs. And the mules are up there in the mountainous areas at night, and it gets cold, and they light fires. Well, when it's dry, like it is right now in California, the fires turn into forest fires. And the local media, the government, none of them talks about the truth, which is the forest fires are being started by the illegal immigrants and drug mules from across the border. And the CBP guys say, hey, if this was covered and people understood, they'd be up in arms, because every year you got these forest fires and it's destroying homes and property. And it's because we have this, you know, policy of allowing everybody to come across. And they're livid. You know, these guys say, hey, look, I swore an oath to defend this country as part of my oath as a CBP agent. I came in here with a serious intention to save my country and protect it against all these bad guys. And they're completely disarming us of any ability to do that, so that the bad guys are coming in, and they know they're coming in, and they will not do anything to save Americans. And they're doing everything to incentivize bad actors to come into this country. And they know that the cartels are choosing who comes in.
Well, they literally could control what happens to America's future by doing that. Not so much just the fact that they're there, but the fact that they may be instructed to do certain things at a certain point in time to affect the security, the national security of this country. Yeah. Before we break away, Jonathan, there has been a lot of back channel chatter about the nefarious intent behind the FEMA and FCC October 4th. They're calling it an October 4th surprise, where they're going to send 18 gigahertz signals through and make everybody's graphene oxides in their brain go crazy. And I've been in broadcasting for a number of years, and I know what an EBS test sounds like. Would you believe, just from the perspective as a constitutional attorney and senatorial candidate, would you believe the government would do something so crazy as to try to cause mass deaths through an EBS test and get away with it?
Well, it's pretty far-fetched, and it's hard for me to believe, but these days, I'll tell you, anything that moves by the government needs to be investigated. We've got, you know what? We have 97,000 Chinese nationals in the United States, more than that, actually. And we have all of these Chinese nationals who are males and who are PLA age individuals coming through the southern border. And we have virtually no government response to this. And here's the real horrible thing. Under Chinese law, no one can leave China and enter the United States without, under their law, agreeing with the Ministry of State Secrets to engage in espionage in the United States if called upon by the Ministry of State Secrets. So we have 97,000 plus Chinese nationals in the United States here under the condition that they be available to engage in espionage. That, in addition to all the electronic espionage that they're engaged in. And we're doing virtually nothing to stop this at all. This administration has, because of, you got a compromised president who's received so much in bribe money from the Chinese, you've got him doing absolutely nothing to seriously prevent all of our secrets, all of our industrial secrets, all of our military secrets from being taken by a country that wants to destroy us and is actively pursuing that every day. So we are in trouble. We are in deep trouble, and we've got to turn the direction of this country around. We have got to get these people who have compromised, sold out the whole nation for their own personal benefit and profit, including the president. We have got that to get them out. You know, we got Menendez. He's little Biden. You have little Biden there, Menendez. You got big Biden with a massive bribery and corruption. You got a full protection for him. Justice Department that won't touch him. Won't even do the justice that is deserved for his son. I mean, it's just, it is appalling. And we have got to stop this. We will not have a republic. We are hanging on by a thread. Our country is rapidly being changed into a socialist dictatorship. And we don't have a serious effort underway to stop what's going on. And that's because so much of the government is compromised.
This is a crazy thing, Jonathan. And that's one of the reasons why we have him on, folks. We're out of time. We're at the top of the hour break. Good luck to you in your campaign, sir. Keep those donations coming. What's the website they can donate through?
emordforva.com.
emordforva.com. You got it. Justin Porter joins us after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We're into some really serious stuff. God bless you, sir. Keep up the good work. Thanks for the heads up on all this stuff. Be right back. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.